Hi everyone, it's me, Listia, your host. Welcome back to another episode of the Food for the Future podcast, coming to you live from the World Food Forum headquarters here in Rome, Italy. In this episode, we'll dig into part two of the remarkable work of young carbon champions, sharing their firsthand stories and experiences. Get ready to be inspired by their dedication and discover how you can step up and make a difference in forest conservation within your own community. Joining me for this episode is our co-host, Alexandra, who will guide us through this journey into the heart of environmental activism. Together, we'll explore how the passion of young people is paving the way for a brighter, greener future for our planet. Let's dive in.
Everyone, please welcome Olga Helens. It's wonderful to have you here today. As an environmental scientist and leader of community-based organization dedicated to tackle deforestation, your work is incredibly inspiring. In many countries, young women who are passionate about environmental issues face unique challenges. Could you start by sharing some of the biggest obstacles that young women in your community encounter as they work on environmental issues?
My name is Olga Helens, founder of the iConserve CBO in Kisumu County. As we know, Kenya faces a lot of environmental challenges, and these challenges disproportionately affect women. This adversity has forced many young women in Kenya to take action and create new and effective solutions to address environmental challenges we face in our community. In Kisumu County, there are many women-led initiatives dealing with environmental issues such as climate change adaptation, pollution, and food insecurity, among others. These grassroots groups and organizations are the true change makers. They understand the specific environmental challenges we face in our communities and innovatively provide solutions. Despite this incredible passion and drive, there's a significant barrier hindering the progress of young women in their quest to provide sustainable solutions. One common challenge affecting the young women-led initiatives is limited access to funding and resources. This has hindered project development and implementation. It has also restricted the scope and sustainability of these initiatives. Young women can be empowered financially by creating grant programs specifically to support young women-led initiatives. Also, mentorship program can bridge the gap on the complexities of fundraising and grant applications. Building confidence and strong network is another way to support young women into leadership. This can be done by equipping them with leadership skills through targeted workshops and training programs. Also, fostering peer network that allows them to collaborate, share experience, and draw strength from one another. I believe these initiatives can create a support system that empowers young women to confidently step into environmental leadership roles.
Focusing on grant programs, mentorship, and leadership training directly tackles the barriers that young women face in environmental leadership. Now, let's turn to our next guest. Welcome, Vini Cheche, the Communication Director from Kenya Environmental Action Network. Vini, as a forest carbon champion, how are you using your platform to inspire other young people to get involved in forestry or environmental conservation?
My name is Vini Cheche. I'm the Communication Director at Heri Environmental Action Network, where we collaborate with youth organization in Mombasa County to build capacity for mangrove restoration through mapping and monitoring. I'm passionate about inspiring young people to get involved in forestry and environmental conservation. One of the key ways I use my platform is through educational outreach and awareness campaign. That is the same way I use it on social media, whereby I share success stories and engaging videos to highlight the impact of conservation efforts. Another important aspect is whereby we engage the youth through hands-on training programs. And by involving them in the fieldwork, we help them develop a sense of ownership and responsibility towards their local ecosystem. We also focus on creating collaborative platform and networking opportunities for young environmentalists. And by connecting them with like-minded organizations and experts, we facilitate forums that are able to, whereby they are able to share ideas and best practices. By combining education, empowerment, and collaboration, we aim to motivate and equip young people to take action in forestry and environmental conservation, because we understand together we are cultivating a new generation of environmentally conscious leaders dedicated to preserving our planet's natural resources.
Through engaging content, successful stories, opportunities are created for you to connect, learn, and actively contribute to preserve our planet's natural resources. And that's it for today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. We've seen how the Carbon Champions women in Kenya are leading the charge in forest conservation and inspiring change. Thank you for joining us. To learn more about the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website, world-food-forum.org. See you in the next episode.